I'm here with John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about a new report to help councils make better use of cost information in planning their services. John, can you tell us what this report is about?
Well, councils spend around £21 billion a year providing vital services that we all need. If you do the sums, that works out at about £40,000 every minute of every day. And so we need to do all we can to ensure every pound is well spent and delivers maximum value. Now, councils use cost information to look back at how budgets have been spent, but it can also be used more proactively to plan high-quality services to meet current and future needs. That's what we're trying to encourage.
What does that mean in practice?
Well, say we're looking at education. Now, it's good to know the costs of running an entire service, and indeed we must know that, but it is also useful to know the costs of educating a child at primary or high school, or the costs of dealing with a problem as opposed to the costs of preventing one. This approach has already been used, for example, to improve fostering services or reduce the effect of vandalism. And sometimes it can be done through councillors simply asking the right question of their officials.
And why is this important now?
Well, most people know the current pressures on public spending, but being open about costs can help the communities understand the difficult choices that councils face, and also help council staff develop more informed policies. We think this report will be particularly useful to the new councillors coming into office after last week's elections. They will have to get up to speed very quickly, and we hope this will help them scrutinise policy and get the right information on both quality and cost of services.
So, what do you want to see happen next?
It's really over now to the councils and their officials. We hope they'll make more use of good cost information, because it can be a really valuable tool for them to apply when they think it will be useful. It's a big challenge, but it can deliver real dividends for them and for the communities they serve.
John, thank you.